for CBA Mobile.
KB2HXS Mobile.
Thanks, KB4CBA.
What's going on, Dave?
Oh, I've just been, kind of cooped up in the nice warm house, but, I'm actually, headed over to, our oldest daughter's place in Powdersville to take her some, I don't know if I'm taking her chili or soup. We've got both, so anyway, I'm just the delivery guy.
Gotcha, yeah, I've been running around trying to fix some systems here. Just got done with one, gotta go look at one in the morning, and I'm almost caught up.
Well, good for you. Have you been having to work outside any, or these heating units, or what?
Yeah, mainly outside. One was a heat pump package unit. I just got done looking at an outside condenser here. Had to put a little gas in it, get the temperatures up in it. And then tomorrow's a gas pack, which, yeah, that's outside. Old gas pack. I got to see if I can get it up and running.
You just have all the fun, I tell you. I can remember the days when it was warm. Good Lord. It was 43 in my garage, but now it says 37, and it's pretty accurate, so anyway, the garage is usually a few degrees warmer for whatever reason.
It's like 37 out right now, so yeah, it's a little chilly, and the heat pumps are struggling.
I'm glad we have gas. My parents had a heat pump, and you know, it was like blowing cold air. Boy, you got gas heat, man. When you want some heat, it'll kick it out, and you know, it doesn't take but just 2 or 3 minutes of it running in a cold house. You start feeling the difference, and yeah, that's what I like about it, and it's clean, so, anywho, well, I haven't played tennis in 4 weeks now because of the weather, and the courts. The weather has basically frozen the clay courts, and if they do happen, when we were getting in the 40s, way back when, even 50s, they would thaw out, but then they would refreeze, the next night, and that's been going on now for I don't know how many weeks, and so they have three hard courts open on the outside and 2 indoor hard courts, and that's it.
You haven't played tennis? Holy my, what is this world coming to? Dave can't play tennis. My God, I have to reflect on this. There's something wrong with that. Yeah, well, it's going to warm up next week. It's supposed to, I think, hit 60 or something next Wednesday, so that might be your chance to go play tennis.
Whoop-de-doo. Well, so I've been, I've been getting on the radio more, and can't get my, I thought I had my, what is it? The digital aspect going with the WSJTX software and all that. But turns out I made three contacts and they were confirmed on the QRZ, and then it just stopped working. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm about ready to throw everything out the window. You know where I live.
Yeah, you're pretty close to the track. Just crossing over to the track. I'm not too familiar with the digital stuff, the DMR and whatever it is. I was thinking about getting into it, but I just, with my work thing right now, I just don't have the time to play with it. I might someday. I might.
Well, I didn't either until I retired, so, HF is working fine. It's just, I'm pretty sure it's in the software and the computer, but, I probably need to buy another computer, but I'm running Windows 10, and that was when I installed this, they said, it's better to run 10 than it is 11 because, it just runs better on 10. And I said, okay, fine with me. And it has been. after several two and a half hour conversations over the phone with Bob, ND7J, he was probably sick of me calling. But anyway, we finally got it straightened out. Man, it worked great. And now all of a sudden it's just going crazy. I'm still kind of tinkering with it, but I can't get it to, even though the radio's getting the signal, I can't get it to show up on the software on the screen, and I can't, even though I can see the signals on the waterfall, I don't have any information scrolling down on the screen, so, with the call signs and all that, and I can't click on anything. You got to be able to see them and click on them to transmit and see if you can, make a contact.
Classic case of operator error.
Uh-oh, nut behind the wheel. KB4CBA.
Anything else anymore? Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, I am pulling into my driveway. I have overrun my time here. I will catch you later. 73 Dave, good to hear from you. KB2HXS is out of here.
That was me, Dave. Have a good day. I said it's a classic case of operator error in 0TR.
Hey, I heard you. I knew who it was.
Oh, he doesn't know anything about FT8, so don't talk to Tom.
A click on the computer. Why don't you use single sideband? It's been great lately.
No, it's been pretty good. I may have a slight problem there, but if I do, I don't know what the heck it is. It might just be too dang cold. And the antenna, the wire doesn't. It says, you want to do what? So how are you doing today, Tom?
Great. I hope you had a good day, Dave, by the way. I just been listening to you guys. I thought I'd jump in before Dave got out of there. It took Bernice to two doctor's appointments. One just to get her heart medicine changed a little bit on her blood pressure. And they lowered it down a little. And she did fine. And then once to get dismissed for a year from the hip doctor. And they said, she's just doing fabulous. So, very happy about that. She's just wonderful. That's all I can say about her, Dave. How you doing? I heard you weren't playing tennis, so I imagine you're in withdrawal syndrome.
Past that, and I'm gaining weight, so I'm not happy at all about that, but, I mean, it's not, you know, like putting on pounds every day, but, you know, it's been 4 weeks since I picked up a racket, so, either because of the cold or the court conditions, one of the two, and, so anyway, I need to get back out there and get back down to my normal weight. You know, Abbott Costello, the chubby guys, I can't remember which one was Abbott and which one was Costello, but anyway, the chubby guy said, he says, I'm 150 pounds, or I'm 100 pounds overweight, but I'm going back to my normal weight. And he said, what's that? He said, 50 pounds overweight.
Then 100. Oh, I'm doing all right, Dave. I got to go have a kidney stone operation here sometime, whether if I can finally get into the doctor's. You know how that is. I got one of them in there bigger than an inch and 2/300ths or an inch and a quarter, you might say. So they got to go in through my back rather than the other direction. And it's more rougher surgery, I guess. I don't know. I think they still do it with scopes. But other than that, I'm doing all right. And I've been through a lot worse. Well, I'm showing 39, and the weather station is out on a pole that's in direct sunlight, and it's just 2 to 6 from the southeast now, so that's good to hear, but it says it feels like 32, but the prognosis for the weather looks positive. It's going to work its way up to 50 here in the coming days. I don't know how many days. The weather hasn't been on quite yet. So, you can probably play at 50 more likely, can't you? It's in 0-0.
4 CPA. Yeah, 50's great. I mean, I'll work. I'll play, you know, at 45 and one evening and the sun, as we played, the sun went down. It was 45. And when I finished, it was 37, but that was really pushing it. You don't really notice it, you know, when it just goes down, a degree, you know, at a time. You know, it's not like a big jump or drop. And but when I stopped playing, I was walking to the car. Man, I can feel that 37. So, but, you know, 45 is not bad.
Be out in it more. I just can't. And right after you eat, the doctor says your heart's working to digest your food. And that's why I found out that you don't want to eat and then go out and try to do something, even walking out to the chicken house, if you got congestive heart failure, because you just don't like it, and you start feeling this pressure build up in your chest. So that's out of the question, but it beats the alternative, I'll tell you for sure. Well, what do you think? We got a bright prognosis in the future, and I don't want to discuss it a lot, but we got a great new president, hopefully.
Yes, we do, and, I look forward to seeing, you know, what he's going to do, and, that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to tick anybody off, but I'm with you on that, and, was going to say now. I'm even going the wrong way to my daughter's house. I mean, she used to live off of Hood Road, and this, the way I'm going, is the way to go to Hood Road, but it's where the, all the schools are for Powdersville. They're all right there. Elementary, whatever they call it now, and the middle school, high school, they're all right next door to each other. It's real interesting. But she lives down on the lower side of 153 in a real nice gated subdivision, right near the toll road there.
Well, Dave, I will say this. Biden did do Trump a nice letter. That was big of him. But we was just going in the wrong direction. My God, this country was going to heck in a handbasket. And so maybe now we'll get back to following the things in the Bible, I guess you would say. It was just getting completely terrible, especially for us older guys that have come up in a different atmosphere. And, you know, if I'd have stole a piece of candy, my dad would have beat my butt to where I couldn't walk. They had laws out there in California where they could steal up to $900, and I've seen people going in with trash bags, filling them up to $800 and some, and that way they wouldn't get arrested for a felony. I mean, crazy stuff. So, if he does half of what he says, God bless America. We'll see. You know, he's got his chance, and only time will tell. Well, we saw what they did in the last 4 years, which was trash, and now maybe there is a bright future on the horizon. But you know, I can change my vote just as quick as anybody. So, like I said, you lead by example, and if it works out, I'll vote that way again. And if it don't, I won't. Anyways, so I'm watching In the Heat of the Night while I'm sitting here. This is Enduro TR.
KP4CPA Mobile. Yeah, that's that was a good show when it came out. I remember you know, Carol O'Connor, and it was just a nice you know, clean show, and and that one, and the one that had Chuck Norris in it, and those were just two of my favorites, you know, back in the day when they came out.
Texas Rangers or something like that. But yes, sir, I like him, and the bot guy that worked with him there. That was a good show. I like a lot of the old-timey shows. This one's on 21.4. Some of what they got is trash. So I listened to 21.5, which is the old westerns. And then I like MeTV, which has got Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle, Gunsmoke. I like things at the end good, and no blood and guts like there is nowadays. It's a shame what's out there, and life is our cheapest commodity, it seems like. I've seen that in Vietnam and the Philippines and around the world, and that was when people were poor way back in the 60s and didn't have anything, and were just trying to survive, I guess. But now, there's just no reason for the kind of stuff that goes on now. I'm noticing, even here in Greenville, if you watch the news every day. I just watch the local news and bounce back and forth between the channels. There's shootings every day. There's hit and runs every day. There's carjackings every day. There's school shootings every day. It just, we need to go in another direction, Dave. Anyways, I'll get off my soapbox here. Nice talking to you this afternoon. I got to go because Bernice is going to turn on that big mixer over there, and you ain't going to be able to hear nothing. You take care, my friend. KB4CBA and 0TRB. Claire, what's your final?
All right, Tom, and I bet you remember Half Gun Will Travel, too. Oh, man, there's a lot of good ones. But anyway, talk to you later, and Bernice, get that mixer going, and we'll talk to you later, Tom. And I know you're in good hands, because anyway, I won't go any further with that. 73 Zen Zero TR KB4CPA.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up my birthday cake. I was 77 yesterday, Dave. Thank God I made it that far. And she's making oatmeal cookies. Hopefully they'll be done before Patrick comes by and picks up his eggs. We can send a few home with him. Take care. KB4CBA and 0TR 73's Dave.
Well, happy belated birthday. I saw that on my calendar, and I said I'm going to call him. And I couldn't write then, and then it slipped my mind. But anyway, talk to you later. KB4CPA.